Now, this time of the year, many pro-lifers raise their voices to sing Christmas carols outside of abortion clinics. Peace in the Womb Caroling Day brings the Christmas message of peace and joy to the darkness of those abortion clinics. This is one of the most beloved activities of the year for the Pro-Life Action League. And joining us live from the Chicago area is Morning Air regular contributor Eric Schuyler with much more on the nationwide Peace in the Womb Christmas Caroling Day. Eric Schuyler is the executive director of the Pro-Life Action League based in Chicago. Eric speaks frequently on pro-life activism, religious liberty, marriage, and the family to audiences all across our country. Good morning, Eric. Happy Advent. Thanks so much for joining us once again. It is so good to be with you.
Great to be with you, John.
I hope you enjoyed a little bit of that actual caroling outside of one of those abortion clinics from a previous event. It's, you know, sometimes it can be a little tough to carol with all the noise and all the cars going by.
Oh my gosh, we have faced some incredible challenges in our caroling in the past. Last year, you know, things have really heated up for us in the pro-life movement on the front lines over the last couple of years since the Dobbs ruling that overturned Roe v. Wade. And last year we had some counter-protesters come out in the western suburbs of Chicago with a loudspeaker playing sort of like satanic music and
blowing whistles
and things. And yeah, it was quite a scene. But we had a great crowd. We had the police were out there, you know, making sure nothing got too out of hand. And, of course, we were able to raise our voices and sing our carols and, you know, present that message to, you know, to the moms going into the abortion facility, to the we call them death escorts, the clinic escorts there who try to get the women to not listen to us and take their pamphlets away and pull them into the abortion clinic. And also to the community, you know, when people pass by and they see us, we have banners when we go out that say, "All I want for Christmas is peace in the womb." So if someone driving by sees a cluster of people in festive holiday clothes and singing, and you know, they'll know what we're doing out there. We're not just a random group of people. We're actually making a public statement about abortion and about what Christmas means to our culture. So we try to reach a very broad audience. You know, they're primarily to reach the moms, and we're singing for the babies in a strange way, I guess. It's a kind of it's kind of a mourning for these children when their moms harden their hearts and go ahead and have their abortions. You know, here in the Advent season, it's a heartbreaking thing to think about a woman choosing abortion at the time of year when we're all contemplating the hope and joy and promise and grace that enter the world with the birth of a baby, when we're all remembering the story of a poor woman who said yes to becoming a mother in difficult circumstances where there was going to be scandal and there was going to be poverty and whispering and all of it. So it's a especially important time to share that part of the Christian message with the world.
Well, Eric, there is no doubt that what you guys are doing is so uplifting for those who believe in the culture of life. Singing and the prayers outside of abortion clinics is needed now more than ever before. Tell us, how did the whole idea get started? How did the Peace in the Womb Christmas Caroling Day come about?
Well, I was having lunch with a friend of mine, Katrina Zeno, who is a Catholic speaker on sort of Catholic feminism and the theology of the body, especially as it pertains to women. We were having lunch. She was visiting town. And Katrina said, you know, I think it might be a good idea to go out to abortion clinics at this, you know, Advent season. And, you know, we're at a restaurant. There's a Christmas tree up as a way of kind of prompting future for, you know, seeking of forgiveness. If you're out there singing those Christmas carols at an abortion clinic, then every year the Christmas carol they heard will be connected to the abortion that they had. And this gives God an opportunity to knock on their door every Christmas season and remind them of what happened and the need for them to repent. of that, and to actually accept the grace of Christmas into their hearts, the hope of saying yes to God, in this case, saying yes to his mercy, saying yes to giving birth to his, you know, we say, you know, let Christ be born in us. That's one of the, let Christ be born in us this day. That's one of the lines we sing out there from the carols. There's a kind of birth of mercy when we say yes to being forgiven. And so that was the germ of the idea. I was really struck by it. And then one of my staff members suggested that we bring an empty cradle with us, like you'd have at a Christmas crèche when you're, you know, if there's got the Christmas nativity scene out in front of church, very often the churches will place the baby Jesus in that manger as a sort of symbolic act on Christmas Eve, or families will do that too. They've got their Christmas nativity scene up and they put baby Jesus in the manger Christmas Eve sometimes. And so we thought we'd bring this empty manger with us, you know, to show that anticipation of a baby's birth. It sort of also symbolizes, you know, maybe the empty manger no child ever, you know, lays his sweet head in, you know, to allude to away in a manger. And that was really the beginning of it. And it was so successful in Chicago in two ways. Number one, people loved it. I mean, we were downtown Chicago and we went to the empty the building where Concord Abortion Clinic. I mean, I remember going to that clinic as a kid, you know, like 10, 12 years old and picketing this place. It finally shut down like 2003 or so. So we took our empty manger there and we had a little baby Jesus baby doll with a halo and everything. We placed in that manger to celebrate this abortion clinic shutting down. We had passersby just joining us, singing Christmas carols out in the street. So the effect it had on the carolers themselves, people were so enthusiastic about it. And then the other thing that nailed it for us was we saved a baby. We were at American Women's Medical Center on Western Division, and it was our last carol, Silent Night, and we moved. My dad, Joe Scheidler, said, let's move right next to the window. So we moved really close to the place where we believe the women would hear us best, and lifted up our voices and sang Silent Night. And while we were singing, a woman came out of the abortion clinic. She had heard that carol, and she told us that we had a priest with us who could speak Spanish, that she had heard this carol, and even with second language, she knew what it was about. And she couldn't go through with it thinking about Mary and Jesus. So that made it not just a one-off thing. We're going to keep doing this. And then eventually we started inviting other groups across the country to join us. And again, people have just taken it up. There's a group in, you know, California, they don't have a lot of wintry-looking scenes out there, right? Sometimes we get to Christmas Carol in the snow, and it's just lovely. In California, there's a group that dresses up like the characters from the Bible story. So they do kind of a living nativity scene as they sing their carols outside of the facility. What a powerful way of showing the Christmas story just visually to people coming by or entering the abortion clinic. It was another group that first came up with the idea of the banner, and now we have these banners all over the country that say, all I want for Christmas is peace in the womb. In fact, if anyone's listening, as of yesterday, we had four banners left this season. So if you want to get one of those, for your church or for your group to go out caroling, we're still taking caroling applications. Leaders are joining on every day. So it's been a very dynamic and creative event, really well received. And it's just become something that has become one of the sort of hallmarks of the Christmas season for me. I look forward to it every year. We do a tour in the Chicago area, two of them. We do one in downtown Chicago, or the, you know, Chicago area, in the city itself, and then we do another in the western suburbs on the 16th this year. And all over the country, these caroling events are taking place at abortion facilities.
Well, it sounds like a wonderful event or events, because it's not just Chicago. This is going on all over the country. I want to invite our listeners, if you've ever actually taken part in a Peace in the Womb Christmas caroling event, if you've sang outside of Planned Parenthood or other abortion clinics, we'd love to hear from you. We're taking your calls for Eric Scheidler, the executive director of the Pro-Life Action League, on our toll-free line at 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149. Eric, I think that this theme that you have in these banners, that you still have a few left, All I Want for Christmas is Peace in the Womb, really says it all.
Well, you know, ironically enough, that message, I have to give some credit to the opposition for it. you know, Planned Parenthood for quite a few years has been running a program called Choice on Earth. During the Advent season, they will give out, you know, remember 1 year they were encouraging people to buy gift cards, put in a stocking stuffer to go to Planned Parenthood for your STD test or, you know, your pregnancy test to see if you might want to get an abortion. Can you imagine? I mean, what kind of a Christmas present is a gift card to Planned Parenthood where they kill babies? I remember doing a TV interview once about that. It was such a shocking thing. But, you know, that was one of the things that prompted us to look at ways of telling the true story. You know, choice on earth, how about peace in the womb? You know, peace on earth is what Jesus says, not choice on earth. How about that peace on earth extends all the way into the womb? And, you know, when you think about it, I mean, the womb is a tremendous mystery. Every single woman has this organ in her body that is for someone else. It is the place where a child can grow and be nurtured. It is supposed to be the safest place in the entire universe for a human being at its most vulnerable, literally most vulnerable, fragile stage. Every one of us began our lives inside our mother's bodies in the womb. It is supposed to be the most peaceful place. And we as Catholics, I think, really get that because we pray countless times in our lives, you know, we pray about the fruit of your womb in the Hail Mary, the fruit of your womb. For the womb to become a place of violence and death is one of the most horrific realities there could ever be. You know, nothing is more antithetical to Christmas, the exact opposite of Christmas itself, than abortion. Abortion is anti-Christmas. You know, people talk about the war on Christmas sometimes and how sometimes in advertisements, you know, companies avoid saying the word Christmas. That's sort of annoying. But to me, the war on Christmas is abortion. The rest of that stuff's trivial. They're killing babies in the womb during Advent. That's the war on Christmas.
Well, you mentioned the Hail Mary, and in Luke 1:30, we see the angel Gabriel speaking to our Blessed Mother Mary, saying, "Fear not, you shall conceive in your womb and give birth to a son." Mm-hmm. So it is unthinkable to not remember the womb of our Blessed Mother and the womb of so many other mothers that we are thinking about here during this time, during this carols, and not to mention Our Lady of Guadalupe and her feast that's coming up next week. A pregnant Blessed Mother, a reminder of the sanctity of the womb.
I'm glad you mentioned, you know, the angel's words, "Be not afraid." That is our message. That's the message we give not just at Christmas time, but all year round. Through our outreach at abortion facilities when we're sidewalk counseling and offering help, through the open doors of our thousands of pregnancy centers across the country, through all of our public outreach, our basic message to women and to families and to our country and to our government and to voters and to taxpayers is, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid to say yes to this baby. Do not be afraid to make room in our healthcare system for a woman who needs healthcare to care for her new baby and for her family. Do not be afraid to spend a little bit more of our social spending on family formation and helping moms so they don't feel they're pushed by circumstance or by the pressure of others to get abortions. That's the message our entire society needs to hear.
Eric, if I may jump in, Sean is joining us this morning from Tempe, Texas. Sean, good morning. Welcome to Morning Air. You're on with Eric Scheidler.
Well, good morning. I heard you talking, and it's a topic that's very near and dear to my heart. I'm the principal of a Catholic school, and I was hoping that maybe you mentioned you had some banners available, and I was hoping maybe we could get one of your banners.
Absolutely. All I want for Christmas is peace in the womb, unless we sold them out in the last 24 hours. You go to prolifeaction.org, you can get our contact information there. Our online store is there. There's a link for that. You can also get the phone number to our office. In fact, I'll just give that out. That's 630-896-1200. If you call us after 9 o'clock Central Time, we'll take your call, 630-896-1200, to get one of those banners and other materials if you're interested in other things. And if anyone's listening and wants to call in or go to the website to make a gift to help support this, make it so we can print more banners, we welcome that too.
Thanks, Sean. Final minute, Eric. I know that this Peace in the Womb Christmas caroling event is not just Chicago. It's happening in many other places. Where can our listeners find out about the different locations where it's taking place?
If you go to prolifeaction.org and then scroll down to our events section of that homepage, you'll see a little picture there, and you'll see a badge. You can click on that, and it'll give you all the locations all over the country where you can go. And what's more, if you find that there's not a location near you, you can sign up. You know, if you've got two friends, even one friend, the two of you can go out together. We have a caroling booklet. We have materials. You can put a flyer up in church. You can be as simple as you want. Just print out the book and go out with some friends, or you can use our materials, send a press release out, do whatever you want. We make it easy to scale it up, make it simple, make it complex. A smaller thing, a bigger thing. We're there to help you ease into it at prolifeaction.org.
Eric, as always, really appreciate you being with us. Keep up the great work. Thanks again.
Thank you, John. I hope everyone has a blessed Advent and a very Merry Christmas.